Welcome to The Point for April 12th. I'm Lauren Dzensky, co-author of The Point. I'm here to cut through the political spin to bring you the news you need to know. Court and controversy can bring a pretty significant fundraising windfall. Just ask Republicans Senator Josh Hawley and Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene. These two members have used controversies to their advantage, tapping into culture wars and ultimately their support for Donald Trump against all else, and have boosted their campaign accounts as a result. Hawley was the first senator to sign on to the objection of the Electoral College and fundraised aggressively around it. He even sent out a fundraising appeal on January 6th, just hours before the insurrection began. And then the violence at the Capitol. Companies were disavowing campaign contributions to election deniers, and a hotel chain even canceled a fundraiser for Hawley, citing the Capitol riot. At the time, CNN and others wrote about how Hawley's political ploy had backfired massively. But that clearly did not stem the flow of campaign contributions. In fact, Hawley saw even more campaign account traffic. From January 1st to March 15th, Hawley raised $1.5 million from nearly 28,000 donors, according to Axios. Something similar happened with Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene. The Georgia Republican faced intense backlash for indicating support for political violence and pushing wild conspiracy theories and extreme anti-Muslim and anti-Semitic comments before she was elected to Congress. The House then voted to remove Greene from her committee assignments, basically making her completely ineffective as a member of Congress. And yet, Greene has found ways to continue to make headlines and keep on fundraising. Politico recently reported that in her first quarter in Congress, Greene raised an eye-popping $3.2 million in the first 3 months of this year, with an average donation size of $32 per donor. As a comparison, fellow fundraising whiz Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez raised less than $1 million during her own first quarter in Congress. So why this emphasis on fundraising? Basically, money talks. Having all of that campaign of cash in your account, especially when it comes from small dollar donors, clearly means a candidate's message is resonating with a lot of people, and that helps dissuade would-be challengers. So let's get to the point. These members have proven to be nothing less than controversial, but the sheer amount of campaign donations clearly means that their messages have support, in the very least, financially. And that is The Point for April 12th, 2021. Thank you for listening. For more updates throughout the week, subscribe to The Point newsletter at cnn.com/thepoint. If you like this audio briefing, you can get it every single weekday on your smart speaker or follow us wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss an episode.
When you work next level. And when you play next level. And when it's time to sleep, Sleep Number smart beds are designed to embrace your uniqueness, providing you with high-quality sleep every night. Sleep next level. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, the Queen Sleep Number C4 smart bed is only $1,599. Save $300 for a limited time, only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii.